I feel like just like mainly, I don't know, I've been kind of like making up titles on the fly when I put it on fucking YouTube, and I feel like this is gonna be like mostly us talking about comics and Marvel.
Yeah.
People are strange.
In the neighborhood. People. who are you gonna call? Nobody, because I'm an Rogers. Introvert.
I fucked up the name of our show.
You were doing well until Derek started laughing.
Yeah, I know. It's my fault.
Welcome to the 1000 Screaming Goats podcast, episode 4. Last episode, we talked about games. I think this episode, we're going to talk about another genre, another form of entertainment, movies.
That sounds really open and sounds semi-boring.
But... What? No, we're going to talk about the origin of movies.
Oh, boy.
Going all the way back to 1816.
We're gonna talk some shit. I feel like half of this is just gonna be us talking about Marvel anyway.
This is Thomas's history of film.
This is my art school all over again. Do I have to deal with art
don't
history
like
again? I don't like this game.
Take it back.
I failed that.
In 1816, there was a man by the name of George Washington.
Yeah, Cobb. How should we even start this? Because I like horror movies and I don't really. Like action movies are cool, but I'm really like a big anime nerd.
Ooh. Okay, I mean anime is pretty good.
We didn't say we were gonna talk about anime.
Yeah, I think
but movies.
Anime.
But
on
I'm
its
excited
own.
To talk about anime.
Yeah.
Jeez, did we just change topics from film to anime?
Oh my god, Tekken Concrete. I just watched Millennium Actress actually, and I have never watched that. Great
okay,
film.
When I say I like anime, I mean like I like
Memories
it like a
is great.
Like a
Princess Mononoke. Nah, wait, no. Do you like you're but are you?
Oh
are
my
you
god!
You're like nah, but there's still a beach episode in my anime movie, or the anime movie is a beach episode. Plot twist.
I'm sorry. What the fuck? Did
or
you
the
just
whole
say?
Movie is bleached. Oh my god!
That's just One Piece all over again. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't
thanks
just
thanks for derailing us again.
Yeah, I didn't just completely do that. Top tier is definitely like Princess Mononoke, like Miyazaki films.
Yeah, we just watched Spirit
Akira.
We just watched Spirited Away with my daughter, who is only 3, and she thoroughly enjoyed watching Spirited Away.
Yeah, it's a fucking great movie. I mean, like,
oh, it's amazing.
Honestly, like even on my shelf of movies, I have like literally like Die Hard and then like Miyazaki films.
That's great.
And then like Star Trek movies, like because Hannah.
Yes. She,
yeah, it was
like it was actually what actually there's one movie that's like the Walmart like 12 horror movies in like 2 discs. That's about it. That's all I got.
Isn't the joke with the Star Trek movies that it's like every even number like the second movie, the fourth movie, the sixth movie. I could have this backwards. It could be the odd ones, but they're just horrible and they don't count them.
That was the original like movies that came out.
Right, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I hate to say this, but I really know fucking nothing about Star Trek. That is 100% a Hannah question. But I know that there's also a mutual Marvel love here.
You know, real quick, yes. But real quick, it just hit me. I did the intro, but I didn't introduce you guys.
That's fine. Whatever.
Pete, Derek, let's roll.
Boom.
I got a D20. What do I get?
Yay!
What are you playing?
Dungeon Master.
I got
now.
A nat 1.
I got a nat 1.
I got a D6.
And also, at the same time, in the background, we should just have the movie Dungeons & Dragons playing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Wait. Wait, they're talking about the black dude that's an elf?
Yep.
Oh my god, that's actually a terrible movie, but I've watched it so many times and I actually really love that movie and it's terrible, but I love it actually so much.
It's one of those movies.
Oh my god, it was just weirdly always
it's literally
like
called Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, it's literally just called, it's like this weird creepy ball. I'm gonna just fucking clip so many things.
Came
in
out
video.
In what, like 2000 or
no,
like
I wanna
late
say it was,
90s?
Yeah, probably late 90s. It was terrible. Google that real quick. Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Oh, was
I think
that,
there's multiple
was
movies,
that
actually.
With Tom Hanks?
No. I don't know.
I know there was a movie
I don't believe
Tom with
Hanks
Tom Hanks.
In that movie at all. But there's like a weird like dark wizard and all this shit. I'm going to just literally watch this movie. I forgot about that shit. Goddamn.
So back to movies.
Came out in the year 2000. And then I guess
it?
There was another one that came out in 2012 and one that came out in 2005.
okay, I don't like the 2000. It's like Blair Witch 2. Actually, do you know about this terrible movie?
Blair Witch 2? Yeah, I've heard of it.
Book of Shadows.
Oh my God, you're thinking Marlon Wayne. Marlon Wayne's like was in this.
The actual movie, like the actual. Wait, what are you talking about?
In the Dungeons and Dragons movie from 2000.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this real trash quality and everything, like real, real trash.
Jeremy Irons and Marlon Wayans were both in it. I cannot believe. And freaking Marlon Wayans' name in that movie was Snails. His character's name was Snails.
Because he was like the thief of the... There was like,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. You was got like that, the main warrior.
Was that Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, dude, totally.
Was it actually called that?
1,000%. I've seen that so many times because it was just on like fucking repeat on fucking... I think it was like HBO or Cinemax or something, but like...
Isn't there a guy with like blue lipstick?
Yeah, a bald guy. That straight white, like, yeah, he's like the dark mage guy that did like all the dark spells and shit.
Yeah, I remember now. I never watched it, but I watched a video on it once.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Great, but terrible. I've just watched it so many times.
Why?
That in Aragorn, because it was their bald on HBO, God, like, all the time. The worst, but.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, I forgot about that. Actually, it was sad that
wipe it from your memory banks.
That or
I'm the trying.
It's like a Look Who's Talking Now.
God, is that baby?
Yeah, the baby and then the dog.
Oh, the dog was God. And like half of the first film was like in the womb.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, what? It was just like a vibe it out.
What? Jesus. I
actually
Christ.
Really hated that movie, but it was just on.
Actually,
all the time.
I think it was longer. I think 95% of the film it was in the womb, and then like the sequel was about the baby.
I don't even remember. There's like just some shit that is just like clips and bits of memory, and like
we are talking about some like fun fucking films that like nobody has seen.
I mean, honestly, it was quite popular at the time period, like. Just like I was saying, like
90s.
Like if you say meatballs to anybody,
children,
like,
ask
a bit
your
older
mom,
me,
they'll
like,
know it.
Yeah, yeah. This is an old person podcast. I don't know if you get it, but like I mean, even like movies, like can we like consider like things like OVAs and stuff like that? Because like fucking okay, because like Rurouni Kenshin's like God, what is it? Blood something. God, do you not know what I'm talking about? Do you not Rurouni Kenshin OVA? This is all I have to say.
No.
Okay. Unfortunately. Okay. Tenchi Muyo?
Familiar. Okay. But no. How do I put it? I mean,
it's also like the worst anime. It's like we were talking about Love Hina last episode, and I was just like, yeah, that's like fucking Tenchi Muyo all over again. Like, there are just some things that are just like bad and probably shouldn't have been on Toonami back in the day, but like. I know we were talking about movies, but can we just talk about Zoids for a second?
Oh my God. I remember Zoids. I never watched it, but I remember.
Oh my God.
It.
I literally had Zoids? Liger Z. What?
I was plagued by the fact that I didn't have cable growing up.
Oh, I see.
So
see, honestly,
I missed out.
My grandpa just had fucking hella old random shit recorded. I'd be like, yes. And basic cable had cartoons.
Yeah, I remember that because every time I would come to pick you up, this guy was watching Dragon Ball Z in Spanish.
Yo, yes. Yeah, that's how you get your second language in.
That's true.
I mean, he would.
That's actually really funny.
No, I just remember the voices, and I was just like, that doesn't match them at all.
Bro, the fucking.
Hey,
yo, okay.
Don't mock the Spanish cast.
Secretly love the voice actor lady. Also, I believe died not that long ago for Goku, but also secretly going back from like dubbed to subbed. You're like, oh my God, just the hiya.
Wait,
voice.
Which one
is she? I thought she was
the
she
voice
died.
Of Frieza passed away.
No, she's alive. She's
and
right,
the
she's
voice
alive.
Of Vegeta.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah,
I saw a Chris lot of fucking Dragon Ball.
The voice of Frieza, Chris Ayers.
Oh, that's
Chris
and,
Ayers
and
died.
Vegeta.
I think the original voice Santini's. Of Bulma died as well. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Maybe. I can't
Japanese.
Remember now.
Are you talking about Japanese voice actor or American?
Japanese.
I don't remember hearing that Vegeta's voice it? Actor died.
I need physical proof.
And yeah, I think it's the facts. Japanese.
What language you said? I don't think that's right, Thomas, but I will...
Okay, yeah. I was like, you're morally obligated.
All right, now I have to.
Then who am I thinking of?
He is very much alive.
That's sad.
I think you're thinking of Bulma. No, yeah, and Masako Nozawa is still alive.
Okay, that's very much alive.
She's the voice.
Maybe that's good. Right, but again, my point, it's like. Okay, so wait, what do you know about Gohan being the real boy soon? You see this fucking upcoming poster? Gohan's in the fucking middle? Yeah, dude, my dick's hard. I'm so fucking
the poster?
Wrecked.
I am yeah, I heard about that.
I know!
Yeah, see?
Bro, he going
he's,
back
he's
to
wearing
fucking,
his
back to the
Piccolo clothes.
You know, back to fucking with dinosaurs and
you
shit.
Know, you should post something I'll in see. Discord, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's just pretty it's just Gohan looks like his old purple suit, like his Piccolo suit.
Talking about Gohan, dude.
Like fucking the Cell saga.
Yeah. Not just that, but he's like,
straight,
in his poster, he's striking
straight
a pretty,
cell
like,
pose.
Pretty good pose.
Like he's about, he's,
looks like serious
he's ready
business.
To fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for it. Yeah. I want to watch it.
Jay's here about
oh my god, yes.
With, Toei? What about that guy who got like over 100 something videos?
Yeah. I heard about that.
Taken down.
Yeah.
Dude, why
took
is like
180 videos.
Like,
yeah.
Like every game
yeah, so this guy, his name is
like
totally
every
not Mark.
Fucking... Like everything is just like, oh, there's somebody's trying to look a pussy. You're like, oh my god, fuck off.
Well, the worst part is that they were using him to, for advertising.
Oh my god.
To like push out the movies and stuff like that.
Well,
okay, wait, what is this about?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Someone contacted him. Not necessarily Toei itself, but I think like a marketing part of Toei or someone that they hired to market. Some concerts that they were going to have. And so he finds it ironic that in one sense they want to use him for marketing and in another sense they're you know deleting his work off of YouTube.
Wait, who are we talking
I actually
about?
Watched the game. It was actually pretty entertaining.
I thought you were saying
I used
like,
to like kind of like not like him.
I'm thinking about like the anime like tomato with a cat face in the middle like Toei Animations.
So,
what?
Yeah, so Toei Animation is, you know, they they struck down a whole bunch of this guy's videos, which is
a lot of
his One Piece
like
and Dragon Ball videos due to
things,
the,
you're saying
he would do like reviews.
No, oh, okay. He didn't do a bridge stuff. They're
okay,
yeah,
but yeah, all this stuff is fair use.
And not just reviews, but yeah, exactly. It's okay. Fair use stuff. And if he were to dispute it, it would get challenged. And he would do like a second dispute, and that second dispute would basically go.
You have to do all the videos,
and it would be released within 30 days,
and not at the same time,
or something along those lines.
I mean, look at all like really like social media platform right now. Like, look at now they've completely gotten rid of the dislike button because of. What was that hell situation? Wasn't it like Mr. Beast or something? What the fuck happened there?
Well, they didn't really get rid of the dislike button.
Well,
what it is it's there. You just can't see. Yeah, you can't see.
Yeah.
I mean, the person who creates it can see the counter, but we can't as viewers.
The excuse they said it was to like help like mitigate bullying.
I love how we got completely off topic here.
What do you mean? We're goats. It's okay. Okay. Pete,
yes,
we vaguely touched on this, but how do you feel about Marvel movies? Because I have some thoughts.
Oh,
and you might hate me.
Oh, really? I didn't see that coming.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
Because
I'm a really big comic fan.
Oh,
like,
see,
I used to like literally sit in comic shops.
I know where this is going. So I like Marvel movies.
Everything that's happening, no matter what, I've been wanting for like the past. Pretty much since they've been rebooting Marvel movies, for me to have some symbiote that's not assholes, and everybody loves fucking was it Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
I hate it because it's Agent Venom. It's not like
I have not seen any of the
Venom
movies.
It's not Lethal Protector
so I can't
Venom.
Say
good,
too much on
good.
That.
I don't know. I wouldn't say good because people obviously Ed is like, no, it's favorite because it's cute. I'm like, but it's Venom.
No, I mean,
I'm cute.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think it's an entertaining
story. I saw the trailer
Woody
for
fucking
it.
Harrelson being fucking Carnage, and that is the one thing. So it's not even that I want Venom, and I fucking want Carnage. I need Carnage. Give me Carnage, and then
I haven't seen it yet.
I wanted the guy that was Rorschach from Watchmen to be it, but now he's bald. He doesn't have his fiery gingery hair.
He can wear a wig. He
still has his like facial scars and shit. Yeah, but like it's a.
What's wrong with the wig?
At least they fixed his hair from the first movie. Yeah.
But I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts on Spider-Man in general, just because I want it. I want it so bad.
I mean, what did you want out of Venom?
Agent Venom, not like a goody two shoes weird like puppet thing.
I did think even like in the trailer for Carnage, the whole interaction of him, like, what was it like? Oh, you punched my face, you broke my nose. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot what he said, but it was very cartoony. In a sense, like, I wasn't really expecting that.
The trailer that I saw as well was literally like fucking. Just like him walking into a convenience store, just like, says like a little Venom over fucking Tom Hardy's shoulder, and I was just like, what is happening? Is this a joke to you?
Because it's not a joke to me.
Is this a joke to you? And then just like, oh, he said goodbye. And like, and you're like, okay, this is Disney sidekick thing that Sony's trying to do. Happening? Can we just have rights?
Okay.
Like,
well,
I don't even have Nova yet, and they've mentioned Nova, but the leader of the Guardians of the Galaxy is Nova from comic perspective. So it's very unfortunate that also like the two people that I've been expecting to be in early in the Marvel series are not, and then it's like some Sony thing, and then they need rights to Nova, but they have the rights to Nova now. So I don't know if they're actually going to include Nova in this next like hourglass winding of Marvel. Wait. But
I've got to ask, was Nova part of the Fox agreement, or is he part of the Spider-Man agreement?
I thought it was initially, no, because the newer Ultimate Alliance is the Spider-Man agreement. The older one initially was through Guardians of the Galaxy, and then, because then it was from there they found the planet symbiote. Or I wouldn't
no,
say
what I'm symbiote, talking about is Nova. Like, so with Nova, his movie rights... So every character in the, like, who had the movie rights for it? Was it a Fox or was it a Sony?
I believe it was Fox, actually. No, I don't know anymore, well, to be honest. Because didn't they buy both? I don't even fucking know.
No.
I thought it was Sony.
They only bought Fox.
Sony. Okay.
Yeah, they only bought Fox.
They have a working,
I think Sony only has the rights for Spider-Man, but...
Well, it's just like, I understand, but I feel like it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's like, it's like having Justice League without Superman. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you... I don't know. It's just weird.
I mean, they did attempt it at one point.
We don't talk about that. God. Wait, now I want to find out. What doesn't Disney own is what I should Google, right?
I mean, I think that would be a better... let me try here.
I'll look at this later. I'll say unless you find out.
But, well, okay, getting back on topic. Okay, so, mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like more like the question is, what do you think about Marvel movies? Because like I said, I'm pretty much like with the general consensus. I like the majority of them.
So it's like a, how do I say this? It's like a, so initially, and I totally understand this, Thor is a very bland character. He's just, justified, old legends, like justifications and like shit like that. You're like, all right, cool. But like, so what is it, the first Thor movie?
The first Thor movie is just called Thor, isn't it? Thor the Dark World is the second one.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Yeah. Those two, he was very
stoic.
Thor, and then they were like, fuck, nobody likes this shit. And we're like, yeah, but like that's what his character is. But it's like, if I didn't like action movies, I wouldn't go to see an action movie. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not really a big fan of Winter Soldier, and I know as soon as I say
what?
That, somebody's gonna slit my dick off.
Are you serious?
I'm not looking. Bucky isn't also really one of my favorite.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about the movie
really
or
like
the character?
Both. Hold up. I gotta say this
real quick.
I'm not
really a big Captain America fan, and that's just me.
I mean,
like,
neither
I've
am
always
I.
been a Spider-Man
okay,
fan.
Okay, I've only seen it once, but... It was
the same.
It was interesting from what I remember. Like I had a good time with
it. Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, it's like not like I'm gonna go out and spend extra time. Like even like not as a bad thing, but like I haven't even seen Black Panther until recently because I'm just they're like, oh, there's some crazy war and some ridiculous fighting and shit. I'm like, eh. It's just not my like, yeah, it's a superhero thing, but like the reason I like Spider-Man is because it's like exact Tom Holland right now. It's like, oh no, I'm just a kid. I have a laugh and try to get a girlfriend, but I have to save the world. Oh no. Like, it's just fun. And like, that's what really adds to my personal like of
what was
Spider-Man.
That, Thomas?
But also like old Spider-Man, like Web of Spider-Man is hands down my favorite. Before Venom was a thing, it was like when the symbiote was just attaching himself to Peter Parker in the old comics, because
the darker version
shit. Yeah, I'd be like, yo, I just fucking murdered my best friend on accident. What do I do? Murder five other
people. It was
people.
A darker
like,
version.
Like, he's like in an insane asylum some episodes with some crazy ass villains and shit. Like, I just have so many comics from that. I have like the big thick collection of comics and stuff, but like, when the third Spider-Man with Toby came out and it was a fucking 70s show guy, I wanted to fucking cry. That's all I gotta say there.
I don't blame you.
So I looked it up. I mean, I'm going based off a visual guide here, okay, but
I wouldn't know.
You're gonna get mad.
You're gonna get mad.
I'm gonna name some characters here, and I changed my mind. I'm not going to name extra characters. Nova is part of the Marvel Studios. They just haven't made a film of him. But according to, I guess, some interview with Kevin Feige back in January of this year, there's going to have two versions of Nova. There will be two different versions.
Well, here's my thing. So you say two different versions, but that's understandable because it specifically references that there is his dad. And then even if you watch the newer Alliance, Spider-Man, what the fuck is it, right? Ultimate Alliance? I can't remember the fucking show. It's like younger Nova, and even I have a bunch of like younger Nova things, and it's kind of fun because it's like ultimate power. Like, it's very like Invincible? Like, ooh. He just has a fuck ton of power, but he's just like very derpy with it, and he's still a kid.
Speaking of Invincible,
actually. I've
got some good news for you, actually.
I just
real
got
quick.
The first two compendiums in the comic, by the way. I know this is derailed to comics, but fuck you.
Hey, it's a damn good show. I'll say that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What do you think of the casting for Adam Warlock?
Who's Adam Warlock?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh my gosh, it's that kid. What was he in? God, he was in Maze Runner. I don't know if you guys ever saw that. He was the ginger kid in Maze Runner.
We Are the Millers.
He's the one in the meme where it's like, wait, you guys got this?
Yeah,
Are the Millers.
Little Hope Dark Anthology.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gonna be Adam Warlock.
All right.
Hey, wait, you guys know Marvel more than I do. You guys should know this.
I mean, you say Marvel. I know really more comic things that happen
fair,
in life
fair.
Than anything.
Fair.
Like I said, it took me a very long time to even watch Thor Ragnarok, and then I was just like, Hannah was just like, no, just watch it, it'll be fine. I'm like, don't make me do it. I don't wanna.
It is one of the better ones.
But it's because they had to take the boring character that is fucking generic Thor, like, "Rawr, I summon the power of thunder." Like, this is not fucking He-Man shit. Like, nobody cares. Like, make him more of a Robert Downey Jr. character, and I totally understand. But it's just like Disney, fuck off, Disney.
I wouldn't say they made it more like a Robert Downey Jr. character. I don't know if it's the description I would use.
They're just trying to make him more like, obviously, like likable. Like,
oh,
he's
sure.
Personable.
Yeah, he's very joking and like nonchalant about things when he used to be very serious.
Yeah.
And now he's just like, he's just like stoner roommate.
I feel
like
the,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
the character like archetypes and stuff are kind of like starting to be like kind of like very similar for a lot of them. Like hearing some of the dialogue for Doctor Strange in just sarcastic, witty, kind of like funny. I feel like that's what a lot of everyone's dialogue is starting to just become. Everyone,
And it's a good thing too.
Everyone's
like,
just a snarky asshole.
But like actually though, like one thing that really and same thing I'm gonna bring up my homeboy Pete again. fucking he argues with me so hard. Like, whenever we both get really drunk, he always just decides to bring up the Marvel conversation. I'm like, bro, I'm not having this conversation with you. And he's just like, yeah, it just goes on for a while. But it's really like, he's read on so many points that it's brought back comics on such a huge scale. Like, so Disney has done like a really like good thing, you know what I'm saying, as well as like shitting out these however many movies are in the initial like Marvel gap. But like, that's a fucking feat of something that nobody has been able to do before, really. Like, that's awesome, but also like, it's like putting out the first six Tremor movies and you're like, okay. Oh, what? Or like the first like eight fucking Jason Friday the 13th movies and you're like, okay, not one of these are ass. And you're like, are you sure?
Not, are you really?
Not there's no gaps.
Yeah. But okay, so like,
I'm not heated, you're heated.
Where were we before we got derailed?
I don't even know.
So I've actually got some news for you.
Okay,
here.
Please.
Let me pull it right back up. Hold up. Where did it go? I think this is it. It's gotta be this one. So there's actually going to be a new Nova movie coming out soon in 2000. I guess it says 2023.
My dreams and hopes are answered.
Beginning production in 2023.
Are you guys Marveled out? Or like DC? No. Or sorry, like MCU'd out? Like
I'm very DC'd out. I mean, I have been very Marveled out for a very long time.
Since
Iron Man 3, that was kind of just fading the curve, and you're like, okay, what's kind of happening now?
Really? How'd you feel about like the whole like Infinity War and Endgame? Were you out of?
Oh, so a lot of the hate started with Civil War.
What? For you?
You like... understand? I read the comics, and the comics were like leaded by two huge, gigantic factions of everybody within the Marvel universe. So you have every fucking single hero in the world choosing sides. Mm-hmm. And it's really down to focusing on Spider-Man in the middle of it between like, yo, give up your shit right now, says fucking like a fucking Iron Man, or like just like a lot of like the X-Men and shit like that. They were on the other side like, no, dude, you need to chill. Like, and he's like, no, I need to do it for my aunt over here, like, and for the people I love, because that's very Spider-Man. So the whole thing was like this huge fucking crazy confliction of personal character of who you are as a superhero, and then you get,
yo, underoos.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong though, but didn't people originally,
and like six people on a tar mat,
didn't
a
people
airport.
Not care for the original Civil War? I think people thought it was poorly written and that the actions of the characters didn't really represent who the characters were. I
did not know that.
Civil War too.
Yeah, that is true.
I specifically remember people
that.
Saying that you know, in general, Civil War was not well received because it kind of like made the characters go out of character. And
are you talking about the comic?
The comic.
Talking about
the comic.
The movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because honestly, nearing the end, I like had to skip. This is like my Borders experience as well. I like skipped some issues here and there, but it was like a lot of like what I was reading was the confliction between Spider-Man, and I really never got to read everything in full. It was just more of that I was bothered that like, when you start the movie, it's really just like a few people on an airport tarmac, and it's like over what, just Iron Man and Captain America getting mad at each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
what's really going on here?
it does go a little
bit.
Well,
I mean, to be fair,
you've got the whole Sokovia thing, like incident, and it builds upon.
I never watched half that shit too, so I'm missing timeline as well, so I don't even know what the fuck is happening now.
It also builds upon Iron Man or Avengers 2 with the whole like fallout of Ultron stuff, right?
Yeah.
I actually forgot about that movie existing.
Yeah, me too. But I remember the, you know, the event. I just don't really remember the movie itself.
Secretly, I think it's Transformers.
Here's my take on Civil War, on the movie at least. It's a Captain America film.
Yeah,
it's Captain America's
right.
Civil War.
You're very right.
So you already know who's going to win.
Yeah.
If it was just Marvel, if it was just Civil War on its own,
nobody really won, right?
Then it,
yeah,
it,
really.
Nobody
like, okay,
won.
I guess we're
nobody won. Whereas Whereas, and then of course you had fucking World War Hulk fucking smashing into the fucking planet and all that stuff that happened afterwards. But like, in the comics, I mean, World Breaker Hulk, I think is what it was called, that what came you, in right after Civil War.
About World Hulk, but... where you started talking?
Yeah.
Planet Hulk, sorry.
Actually, yeah, movie, but I mean, this it takes place after Planet Hulk, like, immediately, like, he crashed planet.
That's another thing, like, too, like, it's just kind of like Destiny. If you, like, lose track of some shit, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
In the comics, yes.
Oh, well, I was gonna say that, and the Marvel movies. If you miss like a few movies, you're just missing key content.
Hell,
I
guess you miss an in-credit scene.
If you miss an integral one, yeah. Like I watched Shang-Chi.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I
feel like I have neither gained nor lost anything by having watched Shang-Chi.
No, but yeah, I haven't seen Shang-Chi. I secretly really love Kim's Convenience, by the way.
Sorry?
Great show. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but you should watch Kim's Convenience.
I have no idea what the hell that is. Explain.
It's basically just Korean family in Canada, but it's very like they make it's honestly quite racist. They like just make fun of themselves very racially, but it's quite funny. But it's honestly the son is him.
Ah,
Jiangshi.
Gotcha.
He's just like this badass. Like, oh, I used to be badass on the streets, and he like takes away a knife from a kid and just like pockets it. And you're like, oh my god. But it's kind of I kind of want to see the movie just because I like the show.
Oh, you haven't seen the movie yet?
I hear it's very funny.
I really want to, though, to be honest. It looks really good. Yeah, exactly that. Like, I heard that it's comedic, and I have no idea what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, half the characters that they're coming out now, I don't even. You know what I'm saying? Marvel shit, I have no idea what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, like I try to keep a loose understanding of, especially of the things I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Like, there's only three or four properties from the Marvel universe that I haven't seen, including the Disney Plus shows. Like, the only ones I haven't seen are Winter Soldier and Falcon, or Falcon and Winter Soldier. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the Hawkeye series yet.
I don't want Falcon movies to come out. I know that Falcon movies are going to come out, but I don't want Falcon movies to come out. I secretly just like don't like his personality in the movie. It's like the same thing. Like, nothing hard against Scarlett Johansson, but like, they're like,
I am
how
so glad
bland
you said
can
that.
You fucking act, please?
Yeah,
like,
I don't care.
The Shell, she's just like being a bland actress.
I don't.
And she in everything you see her, and she's like so outgoing and like vibrant, and you're like, damn, dude, like.
I don't.
You're not a bad actress. It just.
I haven't seen the.
Wait, Pete. What were you gonna say?
I was just saying I don't care for either Black Widow or Hawkeye. I find them both to be kind of just like boring characters to me.
Yeah, I agree. They're just kind of stuck on the side.
Yeah, and now that Hawkeye has his own show, I'm like,
I know people will freak the fuck out about
everything. No,
he might be. I think he might fit better in a show than
you're not wrong. He has big movies. He has a lead. Character feel, but when he's with a group of other lead characters, he's like the side, kind of like, all right, bro, we don't really need you in this mission. He's like, okay, I'll just stay here and defend the base. Like, he's like Aquaman.
You know, Derek,
but like,
I think kind of like you. Go ahead, Thomas.
I was gonna say, I haven't seen Black Widow and I haven't seen Shang-Chi. Those are the only four things I haven't seen. Haven't had time.
I think I agree with Derek. I think I am kind of just marveled out. The only movie that actually has me excited is Spider-Man, and that's it.
I mean, honestly, like,
it's a good movie.
It's also, and I hate to say this in a good or bad way, but they're literally, so Toby is a fan fucking tastic Peter Parker and a shit Spider-Man,
depending on what form of Peter Parker you're going off of.
I don't want to say like I feel like the third movie doesn't exist to me.
That was best version of Peter Parker.
But that's the sassy dancing in the hallways, pros and cons. Toby is a really good Peter Parker, bad Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield is vice versa. Really good quips, really good Spider-Man, but it's like his like social life is just not what you.
This is literally what Thomas told me when I went to go see him. Like this, this breakdown you're giving us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. But Tom Holland just fits both the categories, and honestly, I've watched multiple movies that he's also been in. I don't I don't know what it is, but I just like him as an actor. And I even had like a student like last week that was just like, oh, ew, you like Tom Holland? And I was like, bruh, I'm kind of like,
You know,
I don't know. I fucking, it's just because we've had such ass Spider-Man that it's like going, you know, it's going from Christian Bale to fucking sparkly vampire. How do you feel about that?
Hey,
Ed loves it.
We can't say anything about that yet because he hasn't come out yet.
No, but Ed loves it.
I think it could be an interesting thing. No, we're talking Batman.
Batman gotcha. is what his name?
That's right.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. Thank you.
I said give him a shot.
It's just when I saw the trailer, he's just really skinny. It's just like he's not built for it. It's like, do you see what I'm saying? It's like you have Christian Bale.
Yeah, and I will agree with you on that.
And you're like, it's like if you give me the two, you're just like, what's the better fucking Batman? If you're like, who's a better Spider-Man, Toby or Tom Holland? I'm like, bro, are you really asking me that? Like,
is that a serious question?
Although I'm gonna say Batfleck. Yeah.
Well, I don't like that. I don't watch newer DC movies. When I saw Affleck in a Batman Iron Man suit, I don't know.
He has to have a power suit, especially if you're going against the one person who can kill anything.
Anyway, nobody cares. Nobody cares about fucking Superman.
It happened in the comics.
Yeah, but just because it happens in the comics doesn't mean you gotta do it. I'm also, okay, here's something that you should probably know about me. I also literally collect comics of Superman dying since I've gotten the Doomsday Edition black cover like when I was a little kid for my mom.
That's cool.
Like, always collect Superman dies? Yes, please. Please let me.
How many times has he died? Probably,
I don't know.
Like, what,
I have
80
times? I literally have like a good stack like of comics.
I'm going to Google that right now.
Because it's also like, it's also things like Superboy dies or like the Justice League is without Superman so many times, all that shit. Like, it's just, I don't know why I want Superman to die, but I want him to die. Because even recently, they gave him back his Supernova ability, which is like, why? Can you please stop?
Oh, boy.
Can you just, I don't know. It's just fucking ridiculous.
Anybody want to guess how many times he's died?
I honestly just tell me.
I agree.
15 times.
Jeez.
I don't know why.
But that's across multiple reboots too, right? Like multiple, like.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's so many reasons for him dying.
But Batman has also died 15 times.
What a twist.
I mean, Spider-Man's died twice, but you know.
I mean, in this whole thing too, it's like if people are like comparing like old and new Fantastic Four, like, I don't know.
Fan-four-stick?
What'd you say?
Fan-four-stick?
Adam Forstick.
Fan-four-stick.
Oh.
Fantastic
yes.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, what the fuck?
What would it take to get you excited to see a comic book movie again?
Oh, just Spider-Man. I mean, really, just a really, I hate to say it, just like I know obviously this is going to happen, but like, just a better, I just want Carnage to be in a good spot. Because even if like Carnage like is like played out well, that's fine.
Now,
I just don't want to see Woody Harrelson all the time.
I didn't see Venom or the first Venom movie or the sequel. Now, is it, did they confirm that it's going to be part of the MCU now?
Yeah, that it's going to be part of the Marvel Universe. Yes.
Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
No, it's an actual confirmation as far as I know. And
I personally don't care, so I'd like you to tell me, how are they tying it in? Do we know?
I have no idea. I believe it's the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to lie. I am kind of looking forward to Doctor Strange's movie.
So I just am assuming that they're going to go to like some symbiote world or something. Or like something. But like, I don't know. I just want them to incorporate a good symbiote. That's really all I want. Because you can't just have Woody Harrelson and fucking Tom Holland on the same screen. I feel like that's just weird. That's just me.
I think that if they were to incorporate it, that it would be different actors. I don't think they would incorporate the actors from the Sonyverse. I think they would have to do it a different way.
I don't know. I hate to say it. Now that like I see like Scarlett Johansson and other things, like when I saw her in Ghost in the Shell, I was kind of like a little bit disappointed just because I had seen her in so many.
Yeah, they could have gotten something better.
Like, and then the director like held, or I think the animator held, that there was like initially an article like back in the day that he was like, nah, like she's meant to be like an American white woman, not a Japanese lady, and you're like, ah, damn, dude. Fuck.
Oh, because I remember there was a huge controversy on her playing her.
Yeah.
A huge controversy.
Yeah, that's what it was.
She's an Asian character. She's a Japanese character. Yet, why are they whitewashing? Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you have the whole conversation in almost every single fucking anime, like, I mean, look at any black any representation of black people in anime.
She's had a few controversies.
They all have afros and all that stuff.
But then, like, the main character always just looks like a generic, like, white skin color. You're like, what?
I think Japan gets criticized for that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, I remember when Persona 5 came out, that was one of the criticisms too.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, dude, one of the Personas is just a fucking dick chariot. I literally refused to get it.
Oh, what's his name? Mara.
Whatever. I just refused. I literally refused to look at it. I refused to deal with it. I refused.
Yeah.
I was just like, why? This is a fucking RPG.
That's
like,
Mara.
I'm just trying to play a fucking game. I'm not
that's nothing. I'm so like, I'm playing a Shin Megami Tensei
like,
5.
Just it's literally just like surprise dick. Like, why? All right.
I'm playing Shin Megami. Here, let me send you the demon.
No, I've seen a lot of the cross relations between that and Personas. Personas like that. There's just some ridiculous shit, and I think that's actually really funny because it's just like,
well,
we ran out of Pokemon.
this guy isn't in the Digimon Persona, but. It's like, oh god, it's ugly and it's got its dick and balls showing. and like, it's one of the first enemies you fight early on, and I'm just like, why is this a thing?
Can I iterate something here?
Yes, please.
So, going back onto what you guys were saying about, like,
oh my god,
slight racism in anime.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's sexist as fuck too, and that's all a different story.
Just going into Bleach here.
What's that?
The first black character that you actually see is Kaname Tausen, villain.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Most of the other...
He's talking about Bleach.
I'm talking about Bleach here. Right. Kaname Tausen is one of the captains that ends up joining ranks with...
Wait, are we just gonna ignore that guy?
What? Don Kanonji.
I will open the spirit of this.
Don Kanonji.
No, stop. Stop Don poking Kanonji. The hole in that hollow guy.
Yeah, what about him, Thomas? God. Huh?
Yeah.
Don't forget, Chad's also a POC.
That was racist as fuck.
I thought he was Japanese. I didn't realize he was black.
Oh, okay. See,
let's just stop talking about racism.
He's just black as fuck, to be honest. Yeah, please show him the picture.
I thought he was.
Yeah, please put that in Discord.
What the hell is that?
I feel like ignore that probably.
That's a demon in Shin Megami Tensei.
I'm just gonna record Discord if you want to see what the fuck this is. See, this is the shit that should go on Patreon.
Yeah, I will agree. Jesus Christ, wait, that is horrifying.
Wait, you got the Baja? I'll even gif it. Here, let me gif it.
You can even see the wiener.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeez.
All I should have to type in is Baja. No, really? Damn. It's 2021, huh?
type in Don Kanonji.
Yes, Bleach. Nope, right here. Whoa.
I guess maybe he is, would like, be considered...
Shaman King.
Oh, did you guys watch the remake of that?
Yes.
How was it?
So good.
I had a friend who was really interested in it.
I just read the anime as well too.
Oh, nice.
Or reread the manga. Sorry. But there's like a little black kid, and they just like do like a little like circle, like double circle for his mouth, and it's like shit like that. But you're just like, nah. That's bad.
I was gonna say the other character that's
anime.
Although they did make one of their characters really, really super powerful in the Bleach series that is of African American descent.
Yudoichi. True. Yo, that's a bad bitch though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's honestly Bleach,
she's a bad bitch.
Bleach did like not racist shit, honestly, specifically. Like, I feel like If I were to reference any anime specifically, like, yo, they made some motherfuckers look bad as a motherfucker. Like,
they even have a Hispanic character in that anime.
Are you talking about my Ryunji?
Chad.
No, in Bleach.
Sado.
Yeah, Ryuji, right?
Sado Chad.
They were trying to make him like a Latino.
Chad like Sado. He's one of the characters.
Okay, I'm done looking up racist. What are we doing here?
This is a dangerous conversation.
Hello, Derail. Yeah, Mr. Derail.
Major Derail. How did we get to that?
You just had to bring up Bleach, Thomas.
Excuse me. I need to.
You're the one that brought it up. Let's be fair.
I didn't bring up Bleach. This is just going to be media.
You brought up racism in anime.
I mean, if we're going to really talk about a fucking anything, we should be talking about live action animes and how terrible Dragon Ball is. And how it's just haunted my dreams because you cannot.
Let's
heal
just correct that statement.
With a Kamehameha wave.
Pretty much all anime live action adaptation movies have been horrible.
Just like
horrible.
Death Note.
Oh, man, that was rough.
Oh,
they made
God.
Light a little bitch.
Well,
like immediately.
What was that? Oh, it I was. Agree. I was like, I should remember. What was that show that just came out on Netflix that was really bad? It was
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, yep.
Oh my God, I don't want to talk about.
I didn't watch it.
It got canceled.
Yeah, it got canceled.
I don't. Good, dude. I don't. Nobody. Okay. First of all, I was like, "Where the fuck is Ed? Where the fuck is Ed?" And they're like, "We wanted a surprise." And it's like creepy little fucking kid. Look, no. A, B. What the fuck is fucking White Castle doing in my fucking Bebop? What is White Castle doing in my Bebop? He doesn't even have the same stature as him. Like, why are you just like, he has kind of curly bushy hair. That's right. Like, no, you need like a tall, skinny, like literally even pick fucking the dude that's Loki, even though I don't really care for him as
Tom
an
Hiddleston?
Actor. I know everybody's going to hate me as a Saban. Yeah, I wouldn't say I hate him as an actor because he is a good actor. It's the same thing. Like Marvel just kind of plays him weird, and I don't really care for it. But he is a good actor. It's like the same thing as Kylo Ren.
Like, Adam Driver.
Oh God.
Weird, but like, the weird movie that he's roommates with Daniel Radcliffe is funny as fuck.
Oh. I just had sex.
Yeah.
And I'm eating nachos.
Yes. Yeah, I was trying to think of the line. But yeah, just like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like whenever they're outside of their field, you're like, oh damn, you're a good actor. Like, fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, are you guys actively watching any anime right now?
Actually, weirdly, Fire Force, and it's not bad. It's very shonen. Hmm. If anything, I'm reading the fuck out of My Hero.
Man, it's so funny you mentioned that because like now I went to Thomas's house and he has some My Hero stuff. Not a lot. I think it was just like a keychain or something that I saw. But I remember talking to him about My Hero like a while ago, and you're like, ugh, I don't want to watch that. I was trying to tell you to watch it.
The thing is, he doesn't read or watch it. He just like basically gets Reddit updates.
Oh well, it seems like
so
he was
like, so like, oh, you know, like Shigaraki just like fucked up Star, like the fucking super thing, and then she put a fucking law. Okay, I'm sorry, spoilers.
It seems like he's into it now though, as opposed to
you fucking should be. It went from like little bitch pussy Deku to like, yo, he's gonna fucking,
yes.
He's literally fucking murdered people, like pretty fucking much. He's like some fucking, some fucking Batman shit right now, dude. He was just literally on his own, like, murking out assassins that came out for him. Like, individually, now he has multiple perks. Like, he has,
quirks.
Like, all his quirks basically, like, accessible now.
Don't spoil too much for me, because I am...
okay, I'm going to shut up. My favorite person in... So, wait, a real question, because... I'm going to say real quick, my favorite people in the manga, and I know and understand what I'm saying, but Nana and Mirio are literally
Mirio.
Two favorite people in the entire everything.
Which one's Nana again?
Mirio.
Is Nana the child they save?
No, fucking All Might's fucking teacher.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I know that she's not really been... like brought up, but recently they talk about, this is all spoilers and this is going to be more spoilers, I'm going to keep going spoilers because what I'm about to say is bad spoilers. So Deku can like talk to
his previous, so
there's like a lot of like really intense conversations already with Nana. Like, and he was just like, Deku was just like, nah bro, like fucking I need to save Shigaraki, and they're like, nah bro, you need to like murder this motherfucker, and he's like, no, I am fucking the predecessor of fucking One For All, bitch. I will fucking save him now, no matter what it fucking takes. And they were like, but you have to understand that you have to kill him. And be like, but bitch, nah. And like all the previous guys were like, all right, hands up. All right, you got it. We trust you now. Like, and I was just like, badass. Like, it's about the smoke. He has like a smoke power, and it makes him look badass as fuck. Cause like makes his suit look all fucking cool. Like his rabbit ears have like smoke coming out the back of him and shit. And oh no, he was looking like a villain there for a minute. Okay, let's stop talking about My Hero.
I mean, I can tell you my two favorite characters.
Yeah, please. I can guess. It's you like because Eat you embody this. Him with your entire being. Mieta.
Mineta. That's terrible.
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
That is awful, man.
That's very relatable. Fuck no. You are very true on that.
You don't like
What?
You don't like Mineta?
What do you mean, what? You're like a pervy little fun guy. What do you mean?
Are you calling me short? Yes.
Nobody said that.
Oh.
I'm not saying no, but I mean, I was just trying to
It's not him. It's not him. He's not even like all right, my
Thomas,
top
who is
10.
It?
Also, side note, you like Bakugo a lot now.
There no.
I'm just interrupting.
Who is it?
Dobby.
Abby is
always been one of my favorite.
I understand, but for some reason in my head, I'm just like
the blue fire kind of a thing.
Spoilers, yeah. Endeavor's son, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, not Toya, that's crazy. What? The thing that you
are you kidding me?
That we had years of. We actually had a conversation about this like six months ago.
Are you teasing me right now?
What do you mean? The only thing that was left was his bottom jaw.
Oh my god, I'm just teasing you. I knew that already. But yeah, Dobby is definitely one of my top favorite characters. The other person is going to blow your mind here.
All Might.
Brain fart shit. Oh my god.
All I heard was brain shit.
No, yeah, my memory just wiped itself. It literally just wiped itself out of memory. God. Oh, the dude that can like just like
I think he's gonna say Mirio.
No, he's able to like tell you what to do and like you unless somebody physically hits you.
Eraserheads kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I haven't met that character yet.
If you answer his question,
yeah, you have.
Yeah. The first tournament. Deku.
First tournament.
Oh, that's Eraserheads
purple
kid.
Hair dude.
I didn't know that. Y'all need to stop spoiling shit for me, bros.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're gonna. That's why I keep saying we need to stop talking about.
Hold on, I thought you were referring to the person that like he's like taken under his wing teach.
I haven't even been playing this game. I've literally just been like talking about. I've literally just been at standstill for like 10 minutes in the middle of this fight because I've just been talking about My Hero. Oh my
Wait,
god!
What are you doing?
Jesus Christ!
I'm playing Inscription, but it's just I literally just haven't touched the game for like 10 minutes because I just got so hype about fucking My Hero.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, you can't do this. Okay.
You know, I have this thing. It's kind of lame, and my wife makes fun of me all the time. I'm very vanilla. I almost always like my favorite character is the main character.
Yep.
See, I mean, it's like, who's your favorite character in Dragon Ball?
Oh, I already got mine.
Okay, in that case, I think it's Trunks.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that wasn't
it
even.
It used to be.
I thought you were going to say Goku.
It used to be. And he would still be up there.
I'm still a Vegeta fan. I will always be a Vegeta fan because he's just such a dumbass. Especially now that he's a dad and afraid of Beerus. It's adorable and super.
Oh, yep.
It's just cute.
I 100%
still,
agree with you.
He's still the badass, but he's just like. You're like, oh my fucking god.
Especially with what's going on in the manga right now with the
have you been keeping up, dude?
See, I haven't even read the manga.
I don't think Thomas is reading the manga. I think he's watching videos. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I was like, motherfucker, what?
Dear God, like he's going through some shit right now.
Okay. I mean, I'm kind of into that. Maybe I should catch up with that shit because I know that Super's still happening. I just haven't.
No, Super's. Well, the manga is, but not the.
Oh yeah. But I mean, like, it's the same thing for like fucking One Punch Man. Can we just bring One Punch Man or some Mob Psycho back?
Oh my god, yeah. Oh god, I have to say, out of all the anime I've ever seen, I think my favorite anime of all time One Punch Man. One Punch. Hands down, probably my, in my own mind, that is the best anime ever.
I would say Saitama is one of my favorite characters. I wouldn't specifically, I like the manga a little bit more because they do rotate through a lot of like the character of King. How much do you know about this, Pete? Do you watch One Punch?
Nah. I think I watched the first season.
So,
and then so there's just kind of fell off it. Just because it falls to the backlog.
No, I mean, honestly, you really, yeah, I'll say the anime really does get lost, I feel like, personally. I feel like you really have to read the manga because it's like a lot of like, there's a lot of fun moments that it's like, I am the supreme hero. Like, there's some dude that's just like some normal motherfucker and just plays video games with Saitama. And they call him King. And they like, he's just like, supposed to be like the biggest, baddest motherfucker. And just like,
you hear his heart and like, you know, you're dead.
Yeah. And he's just right now in the manga, he's actually caught in a situation that like literally everybody's getting fucked up. All the heroes are getting fucked up. And he's just like standing on a hilltop and he's just like making a weird face, getting scared. And like his enemy's like throwing fucking spirit bombs at him. And he's just like, wait, did he know that I was going to do that? And is he smirking because he knew that I would do this? And it's like very JoJo, very like, oh, you knew that. You knew I would do this. So I'm doing this because I knew that you would do this and counteracted with this. And you're like, the dude just standing there just fucking doing nothing, just kind of freaking the fuck out. He's like, oh, he so must be so powerful that like he can comprehend everything that's happening. Like, it's just so stupid, but it's so fun. Like it's like, have you watched Mob Psycho 100 at all?
I have only watched like the first few episodes of it. It's good. I actually like it a lot.
I highly recommend continuing it. I feel like it's hard to jump back into it, but it's really easy to binge. Yeah. But the
like, I have the dude to, I have to be in like, an anime mood
I very much feel
lately
that. I'm telling you, it's just really cool to have his like 100%
moments. Oh yeah, I've seen pretty parts of it. Yeah, like I think right now anime I've been kind of itching to. I always go back. I rewatch the stuff I've already watched. I kind of want to watch Yu Yu Hakusho again because that's a banger.
Yo, I literally still play the intro to that shit.
Oh, dude, me too.
That intro song is fucking lit.
Just on its own. Oh my gosh, it's so like 90s, right?
Yo, so lit. Yeah, yeah. I love it. Honestly, that's literally in my like pump up music.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you are a man of my heart.
That and oh my god.
You heard it here, guys. There's a bromance starting.
I've just been listening to the fuck out of this.
Dude, so,
stay with me.
Some of the sad things. That soundtrack is banger. Like,
yo, Liddy.
Yeah. Some of the like the sorrow themes or like the sad themes.
I mean, like, honestly, like, even right now, also in that playlist is like Ashitaka's theme from Princess Mononoke. Like, just the theme, not like edited, no lo-fi, just that fucking theme is just fucking,
dude, can we talk about lo-fi music?
you want to give you my nerdy motherfucker fi channel? Yeah. It has a bunch of lo-fi with a bunch of nerdy shit.
Please, god.
You know Jaden Kamstra? He just, half his shit is just like middle of a fucking song, it's just like Goku's just hey.
That's great. Thomas, it's have fun. You gotten into lo-fi? Fun.
No, I don't think it's hard to get like a good, but I really like Persona 5 as well. Dude, music that shit is, Last Surprise makes me fucking erect. You gotta get the good. Actually, Jujutsu Kaisen, the outro song, Lost in Paradise by Ali, is like the most lit song I've heard in a while. Also watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
Also watch Hunter.
No, fuck you. What? I want to punch the mic.
Why? Do you don't like Hunter?
Do you not know about this?
No.
Have you seen the ending?
Yeah, of course.
It's more about the drag on for however many years, and then they're like, okay, you saw your father, now universe and sorry, spoilers before I say this. Okay, that's also actually it. I have an anime playlist, and there's like dot hack sign music, and then there's like
ending two is,
I'm sorry, Ed.
Such a banger.
Ending two, he said. Well, it's I don't like the early Naruto intros, but some people like the first Naruto intro. But like, honestly, Fire Force's intro is fucking the first fucking season intro. Yeah. It's actually pretty bad.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna send you guys all the outro for.
Yo, we're about to nerd.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you guys the outro.
We'll just switch to Spotify.
I got two things I'm going to say real quick.
Yeah, please. I'm sorry. We're just nerding.
All right.
Second favorite anime for me is Samurai Champloo.
Ninja Beast.
I never saw it.
I love it. great music.
Highly recommend, actually, just for Ninja Base. Literally, I was obsessed with that anime only because Ninja Base. Listen to Ninja Base Lovesick, all of his Lovesick songs, like as a YouTube compilation or something, and you'll be obsessed with Ninja Base.
Can we watch, can we listen to this video?
If, especially if you like, are we all listening to this?
Yes.
Because I already secretly played it twice. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Don't even understand a word they're saying, but this song is fucking something else, man.
Yo, honestly, like every, I mean, how many anime intros am I just like, literally like Neon Genesis intro? Oh my God, I literally awkwardly know every single word of that song, but I have no idea. I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying. Like, it's kind of disgusting. Honestly, that's just banging though.
Okay. You know, I'm just, I hate to say it.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
I don't get it, but.
It's okay. It's okay. You'll get it one day.
It just sounds, to me, it just sounds like a traditional, like.
Fair enough.
An outro.
It's
fair.
Honestly, it's.
I mean, honestly, some animes can too. Like, it. You really have to, like.
No, that's the first one.
No, fuck you. That's my favorite.
No, I love it too.
Said that this triggered what I'm saying. I remember this intro though.
Alright.
I just don't like
good listening.
Inuyasha. Inuyasha outro at like 3 a.m.
My wife loves Inuyasha.
Oh yo, please listen to this, Ed. Please listen to this banger. Ed, please listen to this banger. Ed, please, Ed, please.
I'm clicking.
You're a Meshi!
That was good. I like it.
Yo, you play some Kingdom Hearts music, I will fucking Hikari Utada, I will fucking.
Don't forget to check out our other links in the description
below.
Yeah,
everything's down below.
If you like the podcast and want to see more.
Yeah, bro, join the herd, bitch.
Yeah, join the herd.
Little stupid thing going on. What was I fucking doing?